But you only need after two doctors, and one doctor alone is not enough. And that's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now he says, if you say no, and one doctor says yes, we still say you have to eat. And the Mishnah's mashmah, no, we only let you eat up to two doctors. So both halachas of Rabbi Yehuda, who is a kasha from the Mishnah. The Gemara says like this. Halacha b'mayaskin, know what our Mishnah is talking about? The Omar loy tzirichna. That the choyle says, I don't have to eat. I don't have to. So then the Mishnah says, then we only let him eat up to b'kiyim. For the Gemara, though, still kasha. V'leis v'lei up to b'ki. What do you have to have two doctors for? Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's a question, you say you don't have to, and one doctor says you do have to, we listen to the one doctor. So then why does the Mishnah say you have to have Bikim, you have to have two doctors telling you to eat? Even if you want to tell me it's talking the case where you say you don't have to eat, but what do you have to have two to say you do have to eat? It shouldn't be enough if one doctor says you have to eat. Like Tzuricha, Teres says that it shouldn't be a theory from the Mishnah. Three Rabbi Yanain, Diyiko Achrina Badei. You have another doctor on your side. One doctor agrees with you that you don't have to eat today. Whether you eat or not, it's not going to make a difference. Now, the Yoma Loi Tzuricha, that the doctors with you agreeing to you don't have to eat. So then the Mishnah says, Machila Noisel Pibikiyim. Then we only let you eat if two doctors say you have to eat. In such a case, if one doctor would say you have to eat, then we wouldn't let you eat. Since you're saying no, and you have another doctor saying no, so it's two against one doctor saying yes, we wouldn't listen to the doctor that says yes. This will not be a suffix, then you wouldn't be allowed to eat. Even Rabbi Yehuda would avoid it to that. In such a case, the Mishnah says you're only allowed to eat if you have two doctors on your side, on the other side, saying you have to eat. Stam, if one doctor is against you, you also listen to the doctor that you have to eat. So Terence says here, you have another doctor on your side. So if there'll only be one doctor that say to eat, you wouldn't have to eat, because it's two against one. But now that you have two doctors saying you have to eat, it's two against two, then it's a good suffix, then we say you have to eat. For the Gemara Pshita, Avati, you have to eat in such a case. Suffix nefoshesu. The suffix nefoshesu lohokyo. You have two against two. You have two doctors saying you have to eat, and you and one doctor saying no, so it's a suffix. And the cloud is suffix nefoshesu go lekula. And here lekula would mean you have to eat to save yourself, keep yourself alive. Again, the stress from the chai v'hem. You have to stay alive. So if a zoi, or pshita, you have to eat. Loi tzricha, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, t'ika trei achrina badei. No, you're saying no, and you have two doctors to agree with you. So you have three people saying you don't have to eat. On the other side, there are two doctors saying you do have to eat. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. With two doctors, you have to eat. Even if you have a chur, there'll be, even if you have 10 doctors. I really have 10 doctors saying no, but you have two doctors saying yes, then the blind is a suffix and you have to eat. Yeah. You have two other doctors with you agreeing you don't have to. Now, the chiddush is, Rav Sasa said true, there's a klal, trei kemeya. When two people say something, it could go 100 people. In other words, the biggest truth we could have, the biggest edus we have is two people. Whether you have 3 or 5 or 10 or 100 people, doesn't make a difference. If you have two edim saying one way, two edim say I saw Reuben kill somebody, and you have 100 edim say we saw he didn't kill anybody, you have life tray and tray. 2 equals out even 100. Because when you go in the Hilchus Edus, the biggest amount is, the biggest truth the terrorist said is, 2 people. When 2 people say something, Zeras HaKosiv, you have to believe them. That's the truth. So if you have now 100 people saying the other way, true, it's also the truth. So you have tray and tray, they go connected to the other. But, so the cloud 2 has less like 100, and the other way, 100 is also like 2. Of a Zakr of Safra, Hani Mili, when do I say this to Yisoid? Linyan Edis. That's only when you come in to say Edis. When you come into Bezdin to say, but there is Edis, it's Exeris HaKosov to believe Edim. The terrorist says when 2 people say something in Bezdin, after Drishim HaKiram, it's called Edis. And the terror believes Edim. So when 2 people tell you something, you have to believe them the same way we believe 100 people. So that's the Svara 2 is like Meir. But let's say we're not talking about in Bezdin right now. It's not a shout going to Bezdin to say Edis. Like here, I want to know, would this person live or not? Would eating or not eating affect him? It's not an Edis here. It's a numdana. What do I say? What does my Svara tell me? The Wiz doctor says, I think if he eats, we'll keep him alive. The other one says, no, if he doesn't eat, doesn't make a difference. Then Rav Safra said, the klal is, both the deus as linim. Then we don't say two is like meyer. If you want to know stam opinions, you have to go both the roiv deus. So if 10 people say this way, and 3 people say the other way, acher rabim lahatzos, you have to listen to the rabim. You have to listen to the 10 people. So mainly here,
since you have three doctors saying you don't have to eat, or two doctors and he himself is saying, I don't have to eat. There's three people, 3 days. Two doctors are saying he does have to eat. So really I should say, listen to the three. It's not a halacha edus here, it's a halacha numdino. What do I think? What do you say? So then the Sakra says, the svar is gold, basar, rive, deis. So there are more people that say that's the one you should listen to. So I would think here also, don't let him eat now in Yom Kippur, because you have three saying no, can I get two saying yes? That's only the question of what you say, the say of a person with the question about mumness of money, money matters. Then we go boss of five people, three people, five went out. Aval hocha, for it's a shayla about nefoshes, sofik nefoshesu. And the klal is sofik nefoshes, you go lekula. So kitsa, when you have deis, this way, that way, it's not the pshat 5 days, it's a vadai. The Torah only says a vadai b'hilchas edus. When you say something in Vezim, Torah said this, that's halacha, Torah said, that's vade, that's emes. Here undener is true, we hear what you're saying. But we have the other side, it's also a doubt. So by doubtfulness, by nefashas, you always go lehokil. That's the chiddush here. That's three against two, even though it's only two saying teet, we still tell you teet. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That machi, that's what Mishnah means. Choyle, if you're sick, and the choyle is saying, I don't have teet, and two doctors saying, you don't have teet. So machil myself pibikiyim. If you have two doctors saying yes, you have to eat. There's a mitzvah now. You have to eat. We tell you, you have to eat. It's a sof of the foshes. You have to eat. Right. So mabohom midik tani sefer. Since the sefer, the end of the Mishnah says the main shom bekim. If you don't have any doctors, then machil noisya piyatzma. That's what our Mishnah says. If you don't have any doctors, then ask the chayil himself. If he says, yes, I feel so bad now, if I don't eat, I'm afraid something will happen, he's allowed to eat. Michlal, dereisha diyom atzorach. The chorus, since at the end, it's talking about there's no doctors, that's all. So mashma dereisha is saying, tzorach, he does have to eat. So Rashi says, michlal, dereisha diyom atzorach. V'yafilu lo k'tonim asis na pibikim in al piyatz meloi. So in the dereisha is mashma, that when you do have doctors, no matter what, you listen to the doctors. Now, even though he says yes, we don't care about what he says. You listen to what the doctor says. So, that's not like we're saying. We want to say, Pshan, the Reisha is that he's saying no, and two doctors are saying no, and two doctors are saying yes. The Chura Basta the Seifa will be Mashma, the Reisha is also talking about, where the Chayil himself is saying Tzorach. So, Mara says no. Chasuri Mesavachitoni. Something is missing in the Mishnah, and this is what the Mishnah really means. The Medavom Amurim, when does the Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah, say, we listen to two doctors? Only when the chayil himself says, I don't have to eat. Then we listen to two doctors. But let's say the chayil himself says, yes, I have to eat. Then in the case that he's saying, no, I don't have to eat. And one doctor says he does have to eat. Okay, that's it. But right, then ain't shom b'kiyim trei elachad yom loit tzorach. He says yes, and one doctor says no. Then the loch is machil noisaf piyatzmei. Like Rabbi Yannai said, still we listen to him more than the doctor. But I call upon from the Gemara's mashma, it's only one connected one. But let's say there'll be two doctors that say no, you don't have to eat, and even though you're saying you do have to eat, then we wouldn't listen to you. Connected two doctors, we wouldn't listen. Rav Yana's chiddush was only, if one doctor says you don't have to eat, and you yourself say you do have to eat, then we'll listen to you. I'll call upon him and make a suffix. But k'mashma k'nega too, then there wouldn't even be a suffix. So mekitzer, Rav Yana's halachas are still emes. If you're saying you have to, and a doctor says you don't have to, we listen to you, and you're allowed to eat. Vayta. Ma baravashi yomar. Kol heicha diyomet sarachani. Whenever the chayla says, no, I have to eat, he argues and says, no, not like the deed we just said. Even if there's 100 doctors there saying you don't have to eat, still we listen to you. I feel you have 100 doctors telling you, mamish, you don't have to eat. Nothing's going to happen to you if you fast today. But you say, no, I feel that if I don't eat, something's going to happen to me, you're allowed to eat. We're not talking about a phony here. We're talking about the guy really means it, not that he's hungry. The guy really means it. He means it, Erlich, that I feel myself, I don't eat today, I may die. Is we listen to him. Shanem and the Pasuk says, Leiv yodeya maras nafshoi. The leiv of a person, your heart knows about you. If you're sick, maras nafshoi, something's wrong, he knows more than other people. So kids, if you say you have to eat, we trust you. That's what Rav Ashi holds. That's the loch like that. Tanan, Abizayat says, says in our Mishnah, in ain't shom bikin, if there's no doctors, machilo noisoi, al piyatzmoi. So it's a diyek, taima de leke bikin. Why do we listen to you? Only because there's no doctors there. Ha'ika bikin, mashma, there are doctors there, loi, then we don't listen to you. So mashma, the doctors say no, and you say yes, we listen to the doctors then. The Mishnah says at the end, when do we listen to you? Only if there's no doctors going against you. Mashma, if there are doctors going against you, we don't listen to you. So it's a kashan ravashi. Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. The Reisha Dig is only when he says, I don't have to eat. Avaloma tzorachani. When he says, yes, I have to eat, that ain't shom bikim klal. That's what it means to say. There's no din bikim anymore. Because we don't listen to the doctors. But machilu noisel piyatzmoi. We let him eat according to what he himself says. Shenema, the Pasuk says, lev yodei amaras nashoi. That a person knows more about himself, has the feel inside him more than anybody else. Therefore, that's the loch of the person himself, says Erlich, that if I don't eat, I feel something's going to happen to me, he takes out the right teeth. So the Mishnah. Mi sheoch zoi bumis. Somebody gets a sickness that you may die from it. So Rashi says, Mishach zubum is choyle yoiches machmas ravon. Because you're hungry, the hunger pains make you sick, kid bumis, and the symptoms is that enof kayos, your eyesight goes weak, vumisukin lomus, and this sickness is mamashas akonis nefoshis, ukeshemaris choyzeris biyadua shinis rapa. But when your eyesight comes back and you see well, then you know you're healed up. So Mishach zubum is, somebody got the sickness is because he was starving, because he wasn't eating today. Is the halacha right away machil noisai? You're allowed to eat, allowed to give him teat. Afilu dvarim tameim. Even dvarim tameim, you have chazir. The only food you have around to give him, since the eitzah here is to give him teat, because the sickness comes across the fasting, so give him teat will cure him, you're allowed to give him teat. Even if you only have dvarim tameim. Achi yoreinu, you're allowed to let him eat until he gets back his eyesight. Because like Rashi said, as soon as he gets back his eyesight, that's a rai, he's healed up from the sickness. Misha Noshka Kelov Shaita, a wild dog bit you. Is ain machil noisoi mechatza kovet shaloi. So a wild dog, it's also skoros afoshes, we're afraid maybe you'll die from that. So maybe you're allowed to eat certain things. But I call upon him, this you're not allowed to eat. The chiddush is, even though some doctors say this is a refuah, some doctors say, take that dog and get out its liver and eat the side of its liver. That's the cure. So the Mishnah is saying, you should know, we hold that's not a cure. Therefore, you don't have a right to eat it. Not because it's not a skoros afoshes. Just, you could do something to heal yourself. But just the fact that it's skoros afoshes, you're not allowed to do something that's not going to heal you. So the Mishnah is telling you to eating the dog's covered liver is not going to heal you. Rabbi Mashiach ben Chorashmater, he yells no. He yells this is called a good refuah, and it'll heal you, therefore you're allowed to do it. The Rashi says, Kelev shet afosh b'gemara. Ein machil mechata covered shaloi. The afo pishinoi gemaroifin. Refuah zu, the doctor says yes. This is a good refuah. Ein a refuah gemura. Lahata lo yisa behema tumei yakach. It's not called a refuah gemura. No, it's not clearly that will heal you. So therefore, you have no right to do the aveira. We have Masiyah ben Chorash Matir kisava refuah gemurhi. He also knows this is called a good refuah. Therefore, you have a right even to do this. V'yoy domer of Masiyah ben Chorash ha'choshes begroinai. You have a very bad throat ache. Is mativen loy sam b'teichpiv b'shabbos. You're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. You can throw down medicine in your throat. Mefneishu suffer nefoshes. He holds whatever chesh begroina means, some type of a bad throat pain. Throat pain is a sukkos nefoshes. So you're allowed to take medicine to save yourself. And the klal is v'chol sofik nefoshes doiches Shabbos. Anytime it's a doubt, it will come to nefoshes to kill yourself. You'll die from mechas v'sholom. You're allowed to do refuah. You're allowed to do anything to save yourself. What about mi shenoflo lo mapolus? Let's say you see the way a whole wall of stones falls upon somebody. Mishnah lo mapolus. Suffolk husham, suffolk enisham. You have a doubt if there's a person underneath it or not. So you want to know on Shabbos b'kitza, I'm allowed to go now, take my rake and shovel, and start shoveling away the stones, which could be an issur d'oraisa, to see if the person is there or not. I only have a suffolk if the person is there or not. Suffolk chai, suffolk meis. I have a doubtful if it's kedai to save him now, maybe he's dead already. The other side, no, maybe he's still alive. Suffolk kusi, suffolk yisrael. You have a suffolk, maybe the guy's a goy. On the side, the guy's a goy, you have no right to mechal Shabbos to save him. The other side, maybe the yisrael. So lachris, since it's a suffolk, that maybe he's a yisrael, and maybe he's still alive, and by saving him now, you're saving a nefesh, halachris mefakhin, all of esagal. You're allowed to go and take away, break away these stones, and find the person. Matsu chai mefakhin. If you see the found the person, the guy's still alive, then the Gemara says, you uncovered his head, and you saw that he's breathing, you're allowed to go further and uncover him completely and save him. But let's say after you uncovered the mouth, you saw the way he's dead, then you have no right to go further, you just have to leave him there. Then there's no suffering the fashis, you have no right to be mechal lo Shabbos. Tana Rabbonin, minayin o yodeyen hayoydin shiru enof. How do we know if the person got his eyesight back or not? Like the person got mishachs or boomers. So we say you're allowed to let him eat on Yom Kippur now until he gets back his eyesight. How can we tell that he got his eyesight back? That we should tell him stop eating now? Is mishayavchin ben tov l'ra. If you can tell the difference between something good and something bad, what does that mean? It means if you can taste. If you can taste the food and he knows which food tastes good and which food doesn't taste good, that's why he has good eyesight. Like we have before in the Gemara. If you see food, the better you see it, the more you enjoy the food. So you can tell the food the more you can see. If you're up to tell the difference between what tastes good and what tastes bad, it's why your eyesight is back. It's Rashi, but time of Mishayoide Lahavchin. Then tam tavshul yofer, but tam tavshul ra. That's right. You can see well already. Tana rabbanan, mi shachzei bumas. Person gets the sickness on Yom Kippur is machilo noisay hakal hakal. You're supposed to let him eat now. That is the question of Hoshis. But if the question of giving him iser or not, or two different isurim, let him eat the less iser. Of course, like why do a more stricter or mochamad kaveira do an easier aveira? So give him the easiest hakal hakal to eat. What does that mean? Tevel unavelim. Let's say you have food that's tevel, you didn't take off trumas amaisis yet, and you have a nevelim. The lachri is machil nice nevelim. Let him eat nevelim, because nevelim, dead animals, only alive. Mashenke tevel is the chi of misa, b'dei shemayim. So don't let him eat tevel, rather let him eat nevelim. What about tevel is shvius? Shvius, let him eat shvius, because by tevel is the chi of misa, shvius is only nisra say, there's no chi of misa by shvius. So let him eat peris or shvius, even achas manabir, when you're not allowed to eat him. Tevel or truma. What about if you have tevel involved, or else you have truma involved, and they both have a chi of misa b'dei shemayim? Which one is kal to let him eat? Tanoi, this is the machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, we know that the Braisa one says machil meisa tevel. Let him eat the tevel right now. The yain machil meisa truma. Don't let him eat truma. We'll soon see what the svar is. He owes truma is a more chomer dekisa than the isra of tevel. So let the person now eat tevel and not eat truma. Then Tamarai Mano, just the opposite. Truma v'loy tevel. Let him eat the truma and not eat the tevel. He owes truma as a more chomer dekaveira. So the Maroma Rava. Hey, Chodiyev Shebechulin, if there's enough food here, if you can take off the truma samaisris from the chulin alone, the kuli amole pliga de mesaknina lay, or mesafina lay, then everybody holds. Well, what's going on here? You have tevel. What does tevel mean? You have a barrel of apples here. You have 10 apples. So there's 10 apples, you didn't take off truma samaisris. Now we want to let the person eat these apples, not to save his soul. So it depends. If you take off truma samaisris off the pears, off the apples, so the most you have to take off 1/10. You'll have to take off a little bit more maybe. But that's to take off one apple. So let's say you have 10 apples to start off with. You have to take off one apple, maybe a little bit more. So what's left over, let's say, is 8 apples, pure apples left over. So if the person could live with the 8 apples, so everybody's masking, that's the best eitzah. Don't let him eat any yisah. Take the tevel right now, and be mafresh, take the one apple on the side, that's the truma, with the maestris, the maestrish and everything, and then what's left over, let him eat the chulin. There's no wisdom eating chulin. So everybody's masking. Why should he eat the truma? Let him eat the chulin. So when you have tevel in front of your nose, the best answer is, take off that fresh truma, put that on the side, and the leftover, let him eat. So that's everybody's masking. If it's enough to heal him up with the 10 with the 8 apples you have left over, that's the best answer. Now, where's the machlekes? Keep ligi, but lo yefsha, bechulim. When it's not enough just the 8 apples, this person is sick, and the only way he'll cure himself not to die is if he eats all 10 apples. He has to eat now 10 apples. So the shaila is, you have 10 apples now, that's tevel, or else the other 8 is, taka, take off one apple, make a truma, and the other 8 apples will be chulin, but our core point is eating truma. What's the big avera? Is it worse to eat the truma? So then let him eat the tevel, or is it worse to eat the tevel? Then we say, don't make a truma. So that's the shayla. What's the big avera eating tevel, eating the fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael before he took off truma samaisis? Or if I can't, take off the truma samaisis and let him eat the truma. That's the machlokes. Masoba tevel chomer. One man yom holds tevel is a bigger issa. Why? Or sunsi? Or masav a truma chamur. No, truma is a bigger issa. Masav a tevel chamur. Tevel is a worse issa. Aber truma chaz lekayin. Truma is not such a big aveira. Even though for Yisrael he's not allowed to eat chulin a truma or tevel, but a kol part of the issa truma has a hetel lekanim. So it's not such a chomzik aveira. Even though they're both mitzvah b'dei shemayim, but a kol part of truma is not so chomer because there's a hetel somebody's allowed to eat it. A kohen's allowed to eat it. Mashenke and Tevel, nobody's allowed to eat. Therefore, we hold Tevel is the worst of Avera. Well, Masaba once says, no, Truma Chamura, Truma is worse. Avo Tevel, Tevel is not such a Chomdik Avera. You know why? Eshul, it's Kunein. Because Tevel has a heter to it. Tevel just means it has like the Maisus mixed into it. But when you mafresh it, there's a Chul that becomes heter. So since there's Tevel could become heter, therefore it's not so Chomer. Mashenke, once you made Truma, it stays Truma Li'elam, there's never a heter for Yisrael to eat it. Therefore, Truma is not so. Therefore, truma is more chomer. But saying a tevel is less chomer, therefore we give him to eat the tevel, not the truma. Now Gemara says, so what are you telling me now? That ef shebechulin, pshitam, telling me now a chiddush, that where's the machlekes when you need all the 10 apples? But let's say you have your tevel here, you could take away the truma from Isis, and the leftover apples is enough to save him, so pshita, that's what you should do. Take off the truma from Isis, and let him just eat the chulin. Pshita, avada, that's the law. What do you have to tell me for? Drashi, avochulim pshita, the mesaknin alay. Avada go be mesaknin. Now, what do you hear? What are you telling me? Now, the Gemara, like, tzuricha b'shabbos. We're talking about now on Shabbos. And not only on Yom Kippur. All right. Well, according to this Gemara right now, according to Kasha, let it answer Yom Kippur. But according to this right now, the Gemara, Lavdak, we're talking about Yom Kippur right now. The Gemara, Lachur, is talking about even in the middle of the weekday, Lachurah. It's a shal in the middle of the weekday. The guy's sick and he has to eat something. And what you have in front of you is either tevel or truma. So the Gemara's saying in the middle of the weekday, if he could be mafresh, the truma, and take it on the side, and eat the 8 apples that are left over, just the chulin, pshita, that's what you should do. So the Gemara says, l'tzricha b'shabbos. I'll tell you what we're talking about now on Shabbos. So what's wrong on Shabbos? That on Shabbos is an issim of the Rabbanan to be mafresh truma. You're not allowed to take off truma on Shabbos. So maybe I would think, since you can't be mafra truma, let him eat the tevel the way it is right now, and not do an avera be mafra truma, then rather be mafra truma, give him the chulin teeth. That's what I could have thought. So kamashmalan, yes, you let him be mafra truma in order that he should not have to eat tevel and only eat the chulin. For the Gemara again, the Shabbos nami pshita. On Shabbos also is pshita. Tiltum and rabbananhu. At most, it's the only is a tiltum involved here right now. In other words, the shalom is usually be mafra truma. There's an issa of tikkun manam. The issa of afroshim is you be misnakin mona. So shalom kivegem avon here. Like, why do we say a lashon of tiltul? The issa is be misnakin mona. The reason why you can't make trumas and isis on Shabbos because the exam of the rabban looks like you're fixing up a kli. So why does the gemara say tiltul with the rabban here? So some want to say it's not called a real tikkun because of monashach. You're a chayla right now. So since you're a chayla, you're allowed to eat both of them. Really, I've had to eat the truma, the tevel. So only a shalom, which one's better? But since you're a chayla right now, both are really called like heted to you. So therefore, be mafris the truma for this person wouldn't have the yist of nirukim asakin. But I call part of the tiltum of the rabbanon. What? Yeah, all right. But it's only yist of the rabbanon here, though. So the yist of the rabbanon, though, wouldn't look so much nirukim asakin because really you can eat it without it. Almost nirukim asakin was without taking off the truma. So my answer is, you're not allowed to eat it now on Shabbos. But here, even without taking off, really I've had to eat it. So I mean, it's not so much a nira kim asakin. But I call part of the yist of tiltus muksadon. Look, since right now it's a dover and treif, it's also it's muksa. So it should be nisa tiltul involved. So the gemara pshita and the gemara tiltul the rabbanon who. So avada, what's the yisti doing by me mafresh the truma? Only nisa the rabbanon. And what are you gaining by doing it? That he doesn't have to eat tevel, he'll be able to eat only chulin. So pshita will have to do it. Teeth the tevel is an nisa the raisa. So you want to take off the truma samaisus, which is only yosim the rabbanon, to save him, they can be able to give him chulin teeth. So it's also a svar of pshuta you're allowed to do it. Pshuta you're allowed to do that. It's only yisid the rabbanon. So vada do the yisid the rabbanon to save him, not to be over the yisid the raisa. And the gemara no. The chiddush is that halacha of mayaski. No, we're talking about right now the otsa shena noka. We're talking about now these fruits or these pear, whatever the tfua grew in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom. So fruits that grow in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole. The otzus shein anokif the rabbanon. The whole chi of trumas and maizus is only mid the rabbanon. Mid the arise that's part of trumas and maizus. Mid the arise you're allowed to eat the way it is right now. It's only mid the rabbanon you have to take off trumas and maizus. So I would have thought in such a case, maybe you're not allowed to be mafresh truma now on Shabbos. Because let him eat the tevel better. Let him eat the tevel. Because what's wrong with Eitzah Tevel? It's only Yosem and the Rabbanan. What do you want to tell me? Let him be mafresh the Truma Samaisis, Kedei Yishit Techulin. But by taking off Truma Samaisis, you're also doing an Eitzah the Rabbanan. So I would have thought the svar should be, Shevi Atasei, don't do the Mais of Afrosha Truma, let him eat the Tevel. That's what I would have thought. And then it's a good svar like that. Kamashmala, no, that still we say, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to be mafresh the Truma, and let him eat the Chulin. And Rashi speaks out why, because it's like Xerum, if you let him eat the Tevel now, even though really in Svar you should, we're afraid sometimes you let him eat the Tevel when it's Issa Diraisa. So like Xerum, you shouldn't come to eat the Tevel when it's Asim Diraisa, now that it's Asim Rabbonin, still we say, go ahead and be mafresh the Truma Samaisis, even though you're doing a Maisa, be mafresh a Mais Issa, if you've been Tiltum Muksam, still we say it's Kedai to be mafresh the Truma, and let him eat the Chulin, rather than let him eat eating the Tevel. Even though the Tevel is only Yosem the Rabbonim, but it's Xerah, sometimes you come to give him Tevel, he writes him. The Rashi says, the Tevel Shulam the Rabbonim, Ushvus Taf Roshas Maisus Beshabbat Rabbonim, is Ashmina tells you the Chiddush, Sheyitcha Shvus, Bloyachlu Tevel. Go ahead and do the Shvus, go be Mafra Shumas the Maisus now, let him eat the Chulin, and don't give him the Tevel. Why not Rabbonim? The Osir Lemishri Nami Tevel Yeraitik Yagavna. Because we're afraid, if you let him eat the Tevel, even though now it's the Rabbonin, maybe sometimes you'll even let him eat Tevel the Raisa. So therefore we'll Machmed tell him, therefore we'll make him, to let him make that Frosh Shrumah, because they should only eat the Chulin, and not the Tevel. All right, let's stop here.